Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
The Boston Celtics get it done again against the Orlando Magic here at TD Garden. 114-97 is your final score. Josue Pavone here alongside Bobby Manning. The Celtics sweep the homestand 5-0 at TD Garden, 14-0 on the season. Still undefeated at home. Bobby, what are you seeing out of this team in terms of their mindset, you know, like their approach? Because this is impressive. I mean, the Orlando Magic isn't a tough team. They're obviously a top-tier Eastern Conference matchup. So we expected, at least I expected, them to have way more of an issue in doing this, but they did it pretty easily.
Yeah, flexibility is the big thing, and Joe Mazzulla has talked about throughout the year, winning's going to look different every night,
right.
And that's an example they saw in both of these Magic games. Porzingis down, Horford down in the first one, they go small, they play quick, they get up the floor, and have a bunch of wings and spacers on the floor to challenge a bigger Orlando team. Tonight, Porzingis back in the lineup, they played a ton of double big, they had Cade out there at different points with Horford, and they still produced a similar result, 17 threes. Great offensive execution and movement. And then the big difference between the games, Tatum leading the charge in that first game, Jaylen Brown tonight, incredible, with Jason Tatum in some early foul trouble and out of sync with an 8-for-21 game. So flexibility with this team. They can do it in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah, Jason Tatum picked up his third personal foul like in the second quarter, so he didn't finish off that first half. But to me, that's when Jaylen Brown really started to get his momentum going. Like you said, when it came to the defensive stops, I love the way the Celtics would make a stop, and the moment someone had the ball, they knew that the Celtics were in possession, there was someone taking off. And I think that made a huge difference in them getting out to those quick layups. But again, the defense triggering the offense, I just think it devastated the Orlando Magic when they had their best player going off the way he did. You know, what was it, 19 points in that first quarter? Looked like he was heading towards 40 points in this game, but it really didn't matter because the Celtics, they won by 17.
Yeah, that stretch in the second with Jalen Lee in the charge, pretty much taking play apart as a scorer or getting the assist on all the baskets during
that
14-4 run.
Right.
Magic had just tied the game with 5 straight points from Paolo and others, and Jalen hits a spot up 3, finds Porzingis in the pick and roll, blocks Goga at the other end. You saw Jalen's defense in this one. So I love the intensity from this team on both ends, taking care of business against a Magic team that had their number last year and in that first game. Kristaps Porzingis talked a little bit about the game where they lost in Orlando, the in-season tournament game, and he said that they were getting a little lazy with the details back then.
Right.
In this game, you're seeing the consistency quarter to quarter, you're seeing them build on leads, and you're seeing them in this homestand add layers to what they're doing. They generated more free throws than we've seen from them in the past. The offensive rebounding, I felt like, got better. And then Jalen Lee in a bench unit, that's something we've never seen him do effectively over the last few years, at least. And they improved +6 with Tatum off the floor in this game per 100. So they're just adding something new every night. They're extending leads against some tough teams here. They're winning night to night. And you feel like they're just going to keep growing with every game. And I love how the focus isn't lapsing. Love how the defense isn't lapsing right now. And different guys are able to step into different situations and lineups and succeed. It was nice to see Cade out there as well in this one.
Jaylen Brown scored 17 of his 31 points. 17 of his 31, that's a team-high 31 points in the second half. What are you seeing out of Jaylen that has him so locked in on both ends of the floor? Is it the ESPN graphic? Was that it? Was it the people talking about how he didn't have an assist for 2 games in a row in the same 2-game stretch where he attempted, I want to say, what was it, 42 shots? Is that what it is? Is it the outside noise that's got him locked in? Because this homestand, I'm seeing a different Jaylen.
It could be. It's also the consistency from him. You know, Joe talked about after that bad Charlotte game that he's going to stay consistent with his work on the court. I got to talk to Tony Dobbins for a little bit about those drills they do after shoot around. 3-on-3 with the coaches, simulating coverages,
right.
Him as a screener, him as a spacer, him as a ball handler. He does that often. So I felt like we've seen flashes from him as a playmaker in the past. Tonight was about as good as we've ever seen. He's reducing the frantic turnovers while staying aggressive and still making reads like inside and out. So it's his focus on passing and finding that balance between the aggressive scorer and the patient playmaker that's got him in a good spot right now.
And the Celtics are in a really good spot right now, heading out west for their West Coast road trip with a win here at TD Garden. 114-97 is your final score. We're going to talk about Kristaps Porzingis in the next video. Bobby and I will wrap things up here at TD Garden. Once again, the Boston Celtics win, beating the Orlando Magic 114-97. They are 14-0 at TD Garden, undefeated, best home record in the NBA. We're talking Kristaps Porzingis up next. We got a West Coast road trip, and there's plenty to talk about. I'm Josie Pavone. He is Bobby Manning. Stay tuned.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 Moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.